This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the U.S. Storm Prediction Center, 500 tornadoes have touched down across the country the past 30 days or so, 17 of them at least in Ohio, many of those in and around Dayton. We wanted to get a sense of how businesses in town were doing, so we started calling around. Dave Barney owns a True Value hardware store a mile, maybe less, from where one of those tornadoes hit.
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave, it's Kai Rizdahl at Marketplace in Los Angeles. Sir, how are you?
Great, Kai. How are you?
I'm well. You got a couple of minutes to chat?
Absolutely.
All right, good. So we're going to turn on the tape recorder on this end, and I just want to ask you, first of all, I suppose, how's it going? It's been a rough couple of days.
It's been crazy around here. We've had, obviously, those huge amounts of tornadoes go through and a massive mess that we're now in the process of cleaning up, but it's just been busy from 7 a.m. Tuesday morning to, 10 o'clock at night, two, 3 days in a row here.
I bet. When they come into the store, what are folks looking for from you?
You know, it's run the gauntlet. We're selling, we've got water, chainsaws, replacement chains, bar oil, tarps to cover holes in roofs,
yeah.
Batteries, generators, anything you could possibly imagine that, would possibly help, because there's still a zillion people without a power, and they're grabbing everything and anything.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure that you, as the boss, as it were, are working those 16, 18-hour days. What about the people working for you? I mean, can they come in and help you out, or they'd have to take care of their own stuff at home?
Luckily, none of my employees were in the path of these storms, which is really unusual because we're all from the area. I do have, some former employees that have gotten hit, which I feel terrible for them. They're okay, just, loss of property and such. Yeah. But my employees have been great. They have been here. They're here right now putting away a second semi-load of merchandise that we just got in this morning just to fill it up because we've just been, ransacked, basically.
I bet. I was going to ask you, actually, about your supply chain. Are you getting the stuff you need to get it out to the people who in turn need it from you?
Absolutely. Our True Value warehouse is in Cleveland, which is about a four-hour drive from here. And,
yeah.
And I was here Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., and people were in my parking lot. We don't open till 8. We were out of power, but as soon as I got power up and running, I knew right then I didn't have enough product to fulfill the needs of the community.
Yeah.
So I was on the phone with my True Value warehouse, and I got an order to them by 11, and it was on my dock at 6 o'clock. So you're talking 7 hours with a four-hour drive to fill a semi and get it to me, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What are you going to do once things calm down there, sir? You can take a couple of days off?
Well, we'll try. We'll probably just try to get back to normal. We've got a second shipment again today, and we're just throwing stuff in the aisles just to, just to get it off the truck and out where it can be gotten to for the customer.
Yeah.
So it's going to take us personally here in the store probably a week or two to straighten things out, and I know the community is going to be longer than that. So we'll relax when it's all done.
Fair enough. Dave Barney, he runs and owns, actually, Barney's True Value in Dayton, Ohio. Ms. Barney, thanks for your time, sir. I do appreciate it. Best of luck.
All right, Kai. Thank you.